And we're back at the Gwinnett Chambers Global Chamber Mixer. And joining me now is Catherine Lafourcade. She's the Executive Director with the French American Chamber of Commerce. And I'll tell you, Catherine, I was working at the Olympics in Paris, well, this year, just several months ago. Never been to France before.
No kidding.
Love Paris because the walkability of the city and the cafes. I mean, you've been here now 5 years. You haven't been back in a year, you told me.
Mm-hmm.
You probably missed a little bit of France, don't you?
I had a little bit of FOMO, I'm not going to lie. I actually lived in Paris for a year many moons ago when I was a student and I was still learning French. I was at college in England and I got to be an intern for a whole year in Paris. I would probably say it was one of the best years of my life. And you're right, that walkability, you know, people rollerblade. There's just, you don't need a car. You know, it's almost the complete opposite to living here. It really is a very, you know, pedestrian friendly. And as far as I've heard, Paris was on form for the Olympics.
Yes.
It was amazing. I mean, you can probably tell me more because I only watched it on the TV, but...
Yeah, they pulled it off perfectly. They did the beautiful opening ceremony down the river there.
Yes.
And I was telling everybody I was working with, this is either going to be the greatest thing ever or it's going to be a complete disaster. There's no middle ground.
It was quite daring.
Yes, very, very
daring. It was outside of the box, wasn't it?
I can tell you being there, the security was out of this world.
Oh, good.
As you might imagine.
Yeah.
But we're here to talk about not the Olympics, but the French American Chamber of Commerce. Tell us about your organization.
So we are here to help businesses that are looking to expand their activity from France to the U.S. We will very heavily try and encourage them to come to the Southeast, come to Georgia. It's a great place to live, to work, to bring families and to do business. So, you know, whatever they need, whatever help, whatever format that help is, that's what we'll do for them. We have a great network. We work with other chambers, the consulate, all the other Francophile French organizations in the area, and we do everything we can to help that happen.
How many French-based businesses are there in the Atlanta area?
So in Georgia, there's around 200 French companies, which is, I think, probably more than people would imagine. There are more coming. Obviously, that's what we're trying to do, is to get the new companies to think about here as the place to start their U.S. adventure. So hopefully it will keep on growing, but around 200, yes, in Georgia.
A wonderful event. We've had you on before during these events, so you're familiar with what's going on. It seems like we're expanding. We've added more global chambers.
Oh, yeah.
Talk about your plans tonight and what you're hoping to get out of this.
Oh, I mean, we just love to meet new people, talk about, you know, the diverse culture, the vibrancy of this area. Gwinnett is a great place. You know, there are so many different people from different backgrounds, different origins, and just exchanging with everyone is so... It's such an exciting thing to do. We will always meet somebody new, someone that we can, you know, find a partnership with, something that can develop out of just a simple conversation. It really is a fun place to be. And, you know, yeah, it's been several years. I think we've been here now, and I'm happy to come back every year. It's a joy.
Here's the fun question I get to ask every year and ask all our guests today. Tell us a unique fact about your culture that many of us may not know.
Okay, so I was thinking about this because I remembered this question from last year, and I thought, you know what, I'm going to switch it up a little bit. So... The French language is an interesting one, and we have some words in English that we use that have French origins. So words like entrepreneur, I think most people, you know that that was a French language that came from the French, you know, French origins. Chic is another word that we use that's originally from the French language. Did you know, this is the fun fact, that denim is also from French, has French origins, the word. And I can tell you why. So it's because the fabric industry that started in a city called Nîmes, which is kind of around the south of France. And so denim actually comes from de Nîmes, meaning from Nîmes, from the city of Nîmes. So that's where you get some of the origin of the word denim.
We have been educated.
Fun fact.
That is a good one. You came prepared, Catherine.
I did, and I'm a good student.
Great job. For those that would love to know more about your chamber, what's the website?
So it's... facc-atlanta.com. So the letters FACC, French American Chamber of Commerce, -atlanta.com.
Catherine Lafourcade, and I know I don't say that with the French flair like
it
should
fine.
Be, Executive Director for the French American Chamber of Commerce. Great to see you as always.
Thank you so much, guys. Take care.